Have you ever heard of a snake fence?
No.
A worm fence?
No.
A zigzag fence? A Virginia fence?
No.
Stake and ride fence? A galloping fence? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, will you do me a favor? And on the back of this page, now I'm not an artist, and I guess you're not either, but would you draw what a rail fence looks like to you?
Oh, I don't know whether I can.
See if you can. Just anything you can sketch, that'll be all right.
I don't know whether I can do that or not. I never tried.
Well, okay, that's perfectly all right. All right, say that for me.
You can have a crooked fence or you can have a straight fence out of rail.
Well, now, what's the difference in them? How are they made?
Crooked fence. Let me show you how.
But don't you touch.
Give me that pencil right
there. All right.
And something to put it on.
Well, I don't have another pencil. Here. What about matches?
Well, I do.
All right, good.
Yeah. Okay. Now, here's your crooked fence.
All right. One corner on another corner, and they're at an angle, aren't they? And sort of overlap.
Uh-huh. That's your crooked thing.
Yeah.
Now, her straight fence has got two posts drove in the ground and put in there right there. Two posts there, one of them joints. And that's your straight thing.
Well, how are they fastened to the posts?
You just lay in there one regular on top of one regular. And you fasten them posts together at the top where they won't stretch open.
Mm-hmm.
And them rails ain't fastened at all, just one laying on top of one right there.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, that's good. All right. Okay, here we go again. What do you call a large wooden container for water?
A water bucket.
Okay. What would you call it if it had been made out of metal?
A zinc bucket.
Okay, now just a minute. Do you ever use the word pail?
Yes, sometimes. Pail bucket.
But you think you'd probably use bucket more?
Yes, I use bucket more than I do a pail, you know.
Now, is there any difference between a bucket and a pail?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. What do you call a heavy iron thing that you use for frying on the stove?
A skillet.
All right. Any other name for that?
I don't think so.
Griddle.
Mm-hmm.
Would they be shaped just alike? Same way?
Same way.
Okay. Now, what's that thing at the sink that the water comes out of? You know, you turn it and...
A faucet.
Okay. You call that anything else?
No.
All right. Now, on a barrel, what would be the thing that the water would come out of?
Well, that's the same thing. I think you call that a faucet, you know, to let the water out.
Okay. Now, out in the yard, where you might fasten a garden hose, what would you call that?
A faucet.
Okay, good. What do you call a paper container for groceries?
Paper sack.
All right, anything else to call that?
I don't think so.
All right. What do you call a large bag made out of cloth that's loosely woven? You know, you might say 100 pounds of fertilizer would come in a...
Well, you just call that a bag, wouldn't you?
Maybe so, uh-huh.